together.
我们今天的题目叫做通过神的考试。那代表我们当中的神学生快考试了，都很紧张。包括我们传教会的弟兄姊妹都要通过神给我们的考试。
So the topic today is to pass the test of God.
让我们一同来读哥林多前书第八章从第一节读到第四节。
Let us read from 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 1 through verse 4.
找到我们一同来读这段经文。
Let's read together.
论到祭偶像之物，我们晓得我们都有知识，但知识是叫人自高自大，唯有爱心能造就人。若人以为自己知道什么，按他所知道的，他仍是不知道。若人爱神，这人乃是神所知道的。论到吃偶像之物，我们知道偶像在世上算不得什么。我们一同低头祷告，哈利路亚。
Let us pray.
哈利路亚。天父，我们赞美你，让我们众弟兄姊妹一同聚集在你的面前。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and gathering all the brothers and sisters before you today.
主，我们仰望你向我们说话。
Lord, we look upon you and may you speak to us.
主啊，特别教会面对是否迁堂的事情，主啊，真的好像是又大又难的事情，我们真的不敢为。
Especially as we face the possibility of whether or not we should move this church, and we really do not know what to do.
主，我们等候在你的面前。
And we wait upon you, Lord.
主啊，你向我们每个人施恩。
May you have mercy on us.
让我们每一个弟兄姊妹面对这个挑战，我们都能够通过你神给我们的考试。
And as each brother and sisters face this test that you give us, may we all pass.
不在乎搬或是不搬。
And it doesn't really matter whether we stay or we move.
来自我们每一个弟兄姊妹，我们在你面前都能够做蒙你的喜悦。
But more importantly is each one of us could be pleased by you.
都能够得着你的造就。
And to be built up, edified by you.
更亲近你。
To be closer to you.
更仰望你。
And to look to you every day.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
上个礼拜我在电话当中跟 TC 交通到我们教会可能要迁堂的事情。
So last week, I had a chance to talk to Brother TC about the church possibly moving.
我们在电话里面都有一个同感，好像神要借着这件事情在给我们一个 test, 给我们一个考试。
And we both had the same feeling as if God is through this move, giving us a test.
我们每一位的牧者要通过这个考试。
And each one of the pastors must pass this test.
我们每一个弟兄姊妹也要通过这个考试。
Every brother, every sister, we need to pass this test.
这个的考试就是一个的试炼。
This pass is like a trial.
来试炼我们的信心，我们的爱心。
It is to test our faith, our love.
来试炼我们听道行道的能力。
It is to test whether we hear the truth and whether we can act it out.
究竟神试炼我们，或者透过一些事情来测验我们，他的目的是什么？
And God, why is he examining us and giving us trials?
他的目的来是要让我们的生命更精纯，更被提升。
And God's purpose is to purify us even more.
就好像今天有一袋的金沙。
It is as if today there's a bag of gold sand.
这些金沙它本身假如没有被熬炼试炼，可能不太有价值。
If this bag of gold sand, if they are not purified, if they were not tested, they do not have much value.
这些金沙放在这个炉里面来熬炼，就越来越精纯。
But if this gold sand were basically put in through fire, they will be purified even more.
甚至成为精金。
It will become like pure gold.
能够发出黄金的辉煌。
And it will be show forth the glory of this gold.
同样今天当我们每一位面对这样的一个试炼。
And as likewise, when each one of us faced this test,
神要借着这个试炼来提升我们的信心，提升我们的爱心，提升我们对神的寻求。
God through this test want to raise up our faith and to allow us to seek Him even more.
好让我们的灵命被提升，好让我们的爱心、信心更精纯。
So that our faith, our love can continue to grow and be purified.
所以雅各书第一章告诉我们，你们落在百般的试炼，都要以为什么？大喜乐。
So in James, it talks about no matter what trials and tribulations you must go through, you must have joy.
因为你的信心经过试验，就让你可以什么？成全完备。毫无缺欠。
Because your faith through these tests will become complete.
好不好我们跟隔壁的人说这八个字成全完备毫无缺欠。我们跟隔壁讲一下。
Say to your neighbors that your faith
成全完备毫无缺欠。Hallelujah.
And there is no other needs you have.
在我们刚才所读的这段经文哥林多前书第八章
So we read 1 Corinthians chapter 8 just now.
我们发现当时的哥林多教会他们为到一件事情在那边辩论在那边甚至争论。
So we noticed the Corinthian church at that time, they were debating over this subject.
他们在为什么事情辩论?
What were they debating about?
究竟什么?能不能吃祭偶像之物?
Whether or not we can eat the food sacrificed to idols.
当时的教会分开两派。
So at that time, there were, two sides to the argument.
一派是赞成可以吃的我们叫它做知识派。
So one party says, yes, we can eat this, and we call this party the knowledge party.
那另外一派他们是不吃的是反对吃的或许我们叫它做圣洁派。
So, the other party, they're against eating these kind of food, and let's call them the holy group.
然后这个知识派他们说什么都是神所创造的天和其中所地所充满的都是属于耶和华的什么都可以吃。
So the knowledge group says, everything is created by God, so, you know, we can eat anything.
偶像算的什么?
What is idols?
而且旧约这些的食物礼仪的规矩都已经过去了。
Plus, the Old Testament, a lot of the rituals about food, that has passed.
所以知识派说当然可以吃没有问题。
So knowledge group says, of course you can eat, there is no problem.
但是圣洁派怎么说?
So what did the Holy Group said?
圣洁派说哦这个偶像之物啊是有沾染这个邪灵污秽的不能碰不能吃。
But the Holy Group says the food sacrificed to idols have been touched by evilness and there is filth. We cannot eat it.
而且旧约的这些律法诫命没有过去我们还是要遵守的。
And the laws of the Old Testament has not passed away. We must follow it.
所以弟兄姊妹你看到公说什么公有理婆说婆有理你觉得他们哪一边对两边都什么讲理的话都对
So both groups they both have good arguments So who is right
你们觉得能吃还是不能吃
So do you think you can eat the food or not
所以都有道理对不对
So they both have good arguments.
他们都能够指出优点、缺点、是或不是各样的理由。
They can talk about all type of reasonings, the pros, the cons.
的确，讲理的话，两方面都对。
So now, if we talk about reasoning, both sides seem to be right.
但是，假如按照爱心来看，你发现两方面都什么？都不对。
But if it's based on love, you will see that both sides were wrong.
因为因着他们的辩论，因着他们的争论，甚至彼此的论断， 以礼伤情，伤了彼此的爱心和睦，失去了见证，甚至失去了神的同在。你说他们对不对？
So,
两方面都不对。
So because of this argument, this debate that they had, it hurt the relationship, it hurt that brotherly unity and love that they have. So both sides are wrong.
所以保罗在第八章里面，我们刚才所读的经文，他特别提出，唯有爱心能造就人。
So in chapter 8, Paul says specifically that only love builds up.
然后在第三节他特别说，若有人爱神，这人乃是神所知道的。
And Paul emphasized that if this man loves God, he is known by God.
不是因着他的知识，因着他的道理，因着他的侍奉，神知道他。
It's not because of a person's knowledge, because of his offerings, that God knows this person.
乃是因着他爱神爱人，是神所知道的。
It is because this person loves God and loves others that God knows him.
所以发现保罗跟着马上到了哥林多前书十三章，就用爱训来提醒弟兄姊妹。
And then we can see right away, moving on to 1 Corinthians chapter 13,Paul emphasized love.
不在乎道理，不在乎恩赐，不在乎能力，来在乎爱。
So it doesn't talk about reasoning, it doesn't talk about power or gifts, it talks about love.
好不好，让我们一同来读这段经文。
Let us read chapter 13.
好，我们一同来读。我若能说万人的方言，并天使的话语，却没有爱，我就成了明的锣，响的靶一般。我若有先知讲道的智能，也明白各样的奥秘、各样的知识，而且有全备的信，叫我能够移山，却没有爱，我就算不得什么。我若将所有的周济穷人，又舍己身叫人焚烧，却没有爱，仍然与我无益。爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈；爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂，不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶，不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐，爱是永不止息的。Amen.
Amen.
所以保罗面对哥林多教会他们的争论辩论，他提醒他们，真正要追求的不是你对我对，乃是要高举神的爱。
Paul emphasized to the Corinthian church that it's not you wrong or I'm wrong, but it's more emphasizing God's love.
来，最重要让神的爱来浇灌在我们心里面，我们能够彼此相爱，这是神给我们的大命令。
Because may God's love irrigate into our hearts and that we can learn to love each other. This is God's great commandment to us.
那究竟弟兄姊妹，当我们面对不同的时候，我们如何能够保守我们彼此相爱的心？
And brothers and sisters, when we have differences in our opinions, how can we maintain this love?
所以当我们刚才读哥林多前书第八章的时候，保罗把几个重要的原则告诉当时的弟兄姊妹。
So in chapter 8, Paul emphasized a couple of very important principles to the brothers and sisters.
你发现保罗在这段经文里面，哥林多前书第八章提到几件重要的原则。
So Paul emphasized a few very important principles here.
特别在这个罗马书十四章，我们先读罗马书十四章。我们刚才跳过了一段经文，我们
So let's turn to Romans chapter 14.
好，我们先读这段经文。
And let's read.
好，我们一同来读。信心软弱的，你们要接纳。我不要辩论所薄弱的事，有人信白米不可吃，但那软弱的只吃蔬菜。吃的人不可轻看不吃的人，不吃的人不可论断吃的人，因为神已经收纳他了。 你是谁？
Who are you to pass judgment on the servant of another?
他或站住或跌倒，自有他的主人站。
And he will be upheld.
而且他也必要站住，因为主能使他站住。
One person is
deemed
one day
as better
than another.
人看日日都是一样，只是个人心里要意见坚定。守住的人是为主守的，守住的人是为主守的。因为他感谢神，不吃的是为主不吃的，也感谢神。我们没有一个人为自己活，也没有一个为自己死。我们若活着是为主而活，若死了是为主而死。在这里我们可以看到几个重要的原则。
So here we see several very important principles.
当弟兄姊妹有不同的时候，保罗提醒我们，第一要什么？
So when there are differences, Paul reminds us first,
要接纳彼此的不同。
We must accept each other's difference.
为什么要接纳彼此的不同？因为彼此的观点、角度、看法、需要都不一样。
Why must we accept each other's difference? Because we all have different backgrounds, different viewpoints.
面对我们教会前面迁堂的这个考虑。
And facing our church's consideration of moving,
可能住在比较北边的广东组的弟兄姊妹或是英语组的弟兄姊妹，他们觉得诶，这个就更好啊。
So perhaps those of us who live further to the north, we feel, hey, this is a good move.
但是住在我们南边的圣何塞的弟兄姊妹可能就觉得诶，这个比较不好，因为远了。
But those of us who live further to the south, we may feel, oh, this is not that convenient. It's a little
bit. 因为彼此的位置、观点不一样，看到吗？
Because our positions, our viewpoints are different.
所以我们需要接纳彼此不同的看法跟他们的领受。
But let us accept each other's differences and be able to understand each other's feelings.
第二，不要辩论。
Second, let us not argue.
为什么不要辩论？
Why not?
因为很多时候当我们辩论的时候，我们的肉体血气作为在辩论当中就什么就出来了。
Because a lot often times when we debate, our flesh comes out.
我们甚至可能会辩论到脸红耳赤，然后声音就提高了，甚至我们的脾气就会出来了。
We may debate to the point that we raise our voices and we get angry.
因为当我们辩论的时候，我们在学校学习辩论，辩论是要什么？推倒对方的。
Because what we learn about debate from schools is you must win and the other side needs to lose.
所以当我们这样辩论的话，我们就不知不觉很可能就会伤害到对方。
So when we are debating, oftentimes we will hurt each other.
所以保罗提醒我们，不同的时候我们不要辩论。
So Paul reminds us, do not debate.
所以我们常常听到一句话，我们可以不需要辩论，可以各自表述。
各自。
We can express our own idea, but no debate.
Thank God. Praise the Lord.
那台湾来的就知道这四个字的意思啊。我们可以各自表述我们的立场。
So you express your, stance.
啊，可能中国来的可能也知道这四个字啊，很有意思啊。我们在表达我们不同的看法，我们不要辩论啊。
So let us not argue, but let us just express our opinions.
第三，不可轻看。
And third, do not look upon, do not despise.
就好像当时的哥林多信徒，这些圣洁派不要轻看这些知识派，而且他们都不圣洁啊，不够敬虔。
Because at that time, the holy group in Corinthians, they're feeling, oh, this knowledge group, they are not holy, they are defiled.
来知识派的话，可能觉得说，哎，他们根本是没有知识，没有信心啊，什么也不敢摸，不敢碰。
So maybe, but the knowledge group may feel like, oh, this holy group, they don't know anything, you know, they don't have any knowledge, they can't touch this, can't touch that.
所以要我们不要彼此轻看，乃是要看别人比自己强。
So let us not despise each other or look down on each other, but see each other as stronger than us.
第四，不可论断 ,no judgment.
And number four, do not judge.
我们可能有不同的想法，但是很多时候我们不知不觉呢，会落在一个的论断里面。
You know, we may have different thoughts, but oftentimes it may be easy for us to judge others.
可能面对迁堂的事情，在北边的弟兄姊妹可能觉得，哎呀，我们南边的弟兄姊妹都不够热心，都不够信心，多走十分钟有什么了不起？哎呀，他们实在热心不够，也是论断。
So in this church moving, maybe some of the brothers and sisters in the north, they may feel like, oh, how come this brothers and sisters in the south, they are not willing to have this passion to be able to just go another extra 10-15 minutes.
我只是 举例子啊，不是真的说我们北边的弟兄姊妹有这样的论断哈，不要误会，我只是举一个例子。我们要小心不要彼此论断，可能在南边的弟兄姊妹就想，哎，你们这些在北边的弟兄姊妹都不切实际，其实南边比较好。
And these are only examples, okay? So it's not like it represents what people really thinks. But perhaps the brother and sister living in the south, they feel like, hey, you know, the brother and sister in the north is not really practical. Staying in the South Bay is better.
所以我们可以表达我们的想法，但是不要做一个论断，因为唯有神他配做这个 judge。
So let us express our thoughts, but let us not judge, because only God can be this judge.
我们的牧者们，我们也不敢做任何的 judge.
And likewise, the pastors, we do not dare to judge.
真的从我心底里面面对这个迁堂的事情，真的已经好几个晚上，我半夜起来祷告，我真的觉得面对一个又大又难的事情，我真的不敢做，也不想动，是最好。
And facing the possibility of church moving, Pastor Wong have woke up many days the past few nights to pray about this. And ultimately, you know, if we don't have to move or we don't have to do anything, that might be easier.
按照我个人来说，我真的不敢做任何的决定。
For Pastor Wong himself, he doesn't want to make any decision himself.
甚至一年多之前已经有牧者团里面的同工说我们应该迁堂，但是那个时候我也是真的不想去碰这个问题，因为我知道这个事情又大又难。
And even a year and a half ago, a pastor in the pastor group already recommended us to move to the seminary, but at that time I didn't want to do anything because I know this is a big thing.
但是我们整个的教牧团，我们的看法，主啊，你的旨意如何？让你来做这个 judge， 让你来做这个论定。
But our entire pastor group, we seek after God. God, what is your plan for us? May you make the decision for us.
我们没有一个牧者，也希望没有一个弟兄姊妹做任何的论定，说应该还是不应该牵动。我们没有自己的想法。
And none of the pastors, and hopefully none of the brothers and sisters, that we make this decision on our own will, but may we seek after God.
所以保罗提醒我们第四点，不可论断， make the judge.
So Paul reminds us, do not judge.
然后第五，
number five，
保罗提醒我们，我们一切都是为了主，我们为主而活，为主而死，我们任何的决定，任何的搬动，都是为了什么？为了主。主要如何，我们就如何。
So Paul reminds us that we live for the Lord. Everything we do should be for the Lord. If we move or do not move, it should be for the glory of God.
不是为了环境的一些优点或者一些的缺点，我们留或者去。
And it shouldn't be just based on the environment, the surrounding, and the pros and cons that we can see physically.
要做一点是保罗在哥林多，在提摩太，在帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章十七节提醒信徒的，要不住祷告。
And then in First Thessalonians chapter 5, Paul reminds us that we need to continue to pray.
要唯有当我们继续不断的祷告，我们才能够确定神的旨意，神的带领。
As we continue to pray, we can then be sure of God's will and His leading.
唯有在不断的祷告当中，我们才能够可以明白神对教会的意向跟带领。
And through prayer, we can really understand God's vision for this church and where He's leading us.
好让我们能够更能够明白教会的意向。
So we can understand the church's vision even better.
特别上礼拜我们大家弟兄姊妹一起交通的时候，有弟兄都提到我们要更清楚教会的意向。
And last week when we had a sharing, a brother mentioned that we need to better understand the vision of this church.
So 我愿意, 简单的能够说明一下究竟神给我们教会的意向是什么。
So I want to, go over what is God's vision for our church.
其实这个意向定位我们过去在周报里面常常有登，但是我差不多两年没有说明这个意向，教会的意向跟定位。
So, the church's vision and the church's position, we have emphasized it in the past, you know, in the bulletin, but for the last 2 years, we haven't really had a chance to kind of talk about
it. 所以我们每个弟兄姊妹，可以看中文的，可以翻一看我们的周报，看一下在中间告诉我们教会的意向，我们一同来读路加福音第四章十八节。
So let's turn to the bulletin, if you have it, if you can read in Chinese, the church's vision is in the middle.
好，我们一同来。他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由，报告神悦纳人的喜年。所以我们教会的意向是一个传福音全能布道的教会。
So our church's vision is to spread the good newsand to be able to evangelize to people.
我们相信当我们传道的时候，神的启示要见证所传的道。
And we believe when we spread the good news, miracles will support our testimony.
我们相信信的人有神的启示随着他们。
And we believe those of us who have faith, there are miracles that will follow us.
所以我们教的意向第一点是强调布道，而且是全能布道。
So first, our emphasisis to spread the good news and to spread it with full power.
能够建立神荣耀的教会。
And to build up God's holy church.
成为一个圣洁，彼此相爱，爱传福音，满有神同在全能彰显的教会。Amen?
And that this church is one that loves and one that loves to pray and spread the good news and where God's power is with us.
第二，我们教会的定位。
And second, what is our church's position?
教会的性质跟定位是什么?
What is the church's position?
在圣经里面让我们看到教会是神的殿。
So in the Bible, it talks about a church is the temple of God.
我们要倾泻进入他的门，赞美进入他的院。
So we should have, you know, give thanks to enter his courts and with praise enter his yard.
我们在神的家中，神的教会里面，我们一同的祷告赞美，享受主的同在，注目耶稣。
So in church, we need to pray together and to give thanks and to focus on the Lord.
所以在教会里面，我们希望每一个弟兄姊妹都能够学习敬拜赞美，内在生活。
So we hope that each one of our brothers and sisters can learn to worship and praise and to have this internal life.
所以在我们的成员主学里面，我们也在开这个内在生活 inner life 的班。
And also in our Sunday school, we're opening up this inner life class.
第二，教会是什么？
And second, churches.
学校，幸好不是神学院啊。
Church is a school.
我们在神的家中，我们愿意真的是听主的道，领他的教，学他的真理。
So in church, may we listen to God's words, understand His truth.
能够做学生，一同学习神的话，心意更新而变化，脱去旧人，穿上新人。
And that as students, we can learn from God's words, and that our hearts, our minds will be transformed.
所以每个礼拜天来到这边的时候，让我们带着一个学习的心情，一个学生的心情，我们准时来到神的家中，我们要学东西。
And each Sunday, may we come with a heart of a student to learn.
我们的目标就是希望每一个弟兄姊妹都能够学习全部圣经的真理，应用在我们的生活里面，信仰跟生活能够结合。
And our goal is that every brother and sister can fully understand the truth through the Bible, be able to apply it in our lives, and have faith and our life together.
第三，教会是什么？
And third, what is church?
教会是神的家，这家是永生神的教会。
For the church is the house of the Lord.
我们在神的家中，我们彼此相爱，彼此相助，彼此带导，在爱中一同的成长。
And in this family, may we learn together, may we grow together in love.
所以我们就会非常看重学习这个家庭的真理。
And that's why our church really emphasizes the truth of a family.
所以我们这个学期就有开这个家庭的辅导的课程。
So this semester we actually have a class on counseling for a family.
我们能够学习家庭、夫妻跟亲子的关系、人际的关系。
We can learn about the relationship between husband and wife and also between parents and their kids.
第四，教会是什么？
Number four, what is church?
有没有很兴奋？
Are you guys excited?
是耶和华的军队。
We are the army of God.
我们不是单单只是来做礼拜坐着不动的。
We're not just here for service, it's just sitting here.
来，耶和华的军队起来，我们起来动一下。
Okay, everybody, let's rise up.
我要做耶和华的军队，跟隔壁说，做耶和华的军队。
Say to your neighbors,
做耶和华的军队。
Gonna be armies of God.
要我们要站起来，成为极大的军队。Amen.
We're gonna rise up.
做耶和华的军队。
May we be the army of Jehovah.
要我们的教会不是单单只是在这四面墙的里面的聚集。
And let us not just reside within these four walls.
我们愿意出去传福音，做见证。
But we're willing to go out and be testimony.
好，谢谢，请坐。
Okay, please be seated.
所以我们教会，我们希望每一个弟兄姊妹都学习做主门徒精兵。
So that each one of us can become a disciple and can become the soldier of God.
能够人人传道。
And each one of us could be an evangelist.
假如你来了我们这个教会一年了，你还没有学会传道传福音，就表示你落后太多了。
So if you have been to this church a year or more, and if you haven't had a chance to preach the good news, you are falling behind.
因为我们的这个教会丰收圣徒之家是耶和华军队的教会， Amen.
May this Harvest Holy Ground we be a church that is the army of Jehovah.
我们的意向不单单只是在本地传福音，我们更要Reach out, 在不同的城市建立传备福音的教会。
So we're not just preaching the good news locally, but we're willing to go out to other cities.
我们最近这两三个月一直跟高传道赵清先弟兄，我们为 Morgan Hill 这个未得之地在祷告。Amen.
And in the past 2 months, we've been praying with Pastor Gao about Morgan Hill, this place,
Morgan Hill
city.
假如走85往南走，其实不到15分钟，最多20分钟的路程，有许多的中国人，但是没有一个中国的教会。
And, you know, go from south, maybe 15-20 minutes from here, is Morgan Hill. There's lots of Chinese, but there is no Chinese churches.
我们的教会是一个职堂宣教大日事工普世宣教的教会。
And may our church be one that preach the good news throughout the entire world.
第三，教会的路线。
And number three, what is the path of the church?
成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
It is to complete the saints and that each one of us are equipped and be built up into the body of Christ.
什么叫成全圣徒?
What does it mean to be, you know, to complete?
乃是教会希望能够成全你，能够让你做一些职事，是你原来不能做的，也不会做的。
It is to, so that church help you to be able to serve in ministries that you could not in the past.
哇，你过去不知道怎么做小组长，不知道怎么带查经，怎么带慕道班，怎么个人布道，教会都能够成全你，能够成全你，甚至怎么去做辅导，怎么去做门徒训练，要成全你。
So perhaps in the past you don't know how to lead small groups, but church is going to help you and it's going to build you so that you can do this.
所以感谢神，过去我在这边已经开了一些的课程，门徒训练，怎么做个人布道，怎么做探访辅导等等。
So thank God in the past we have opened up classes to teach you how to become a disciple, to how to, you know, visit others, so on and so forth.
所以如何能够让圣徒能够得到成全，我们需要有更多的 平台要透过家庭小组家教会让每个弟兄姊妹都有机会起来侍奉做神的出口。
And through the small churches and small groups, it can help equip each one of the brothers and sisters so that we can come up and be leaders.
我们能够训练小牧人成为家牧，能够在家中传福音，建立家教会。
So that each one of us could be trained to be shepherds and that we can, have church that are in our families.
弟兄姊妹，你们每一个人有没有一个家？住在哪里？有没有家？
So brothers and sisters, do each one of us have a home?
有没有？大声说，有。
Yes, we do.
要小心哦，有的话。
Be careful.
要成为家教会。
Then it's going to become a family church.
因为初代三百年的教会就是从一个一个家庭开始的，没有大教堂的。
Because in the apostle days, the churches were in each other's families. There were no great big churches.
我们教会的路线和意向盼望透过一个个的家，一个个的小组，能够不断的传福音，能够让我们的弟兄姊妹在这个家教会里面能够有侍奉造就的机会。
And our churches, a goal is to have these small churches and these fellowships in people's homes and that we can be equipped and be ready to lead.
所以住在旧金山的弟兄姊妹，你们有家，你们一家一家将来都会成为家教会，你都成为家的牧人，家牧。
So, brothers and sisters, those of us who live in San Francisco, your homes will be a family church, and you will be a shepherd in that church.
我要挑战我们当中的年轻人，你们很多是住在 Oakland 附近，你们有一个家，每一个家啊都能够成为一个家教会。Louis, 你的家要成为一个家教会。Hallelujah.
And likewise, I want to challenge our younger brothers and sisters here who live in the East Bay, Oakland, that your family, your house is going to be a,
哇，我们周间在自己的家教会那边传福音，有团契，有聚会，然后到礼拜天，我们带着好消息，一同来到这个地方，我们一同来 celebrate, 一同来敬拜，哇，一同来彼此的能够学习打气，能够受装备。
And that in our family churches, we can, build up each other, and we can have good news that we bring on Sundays together and celebrate.
然后当我们礼拜天在这里收了装备之后，我们周间再出去能够传福音，在家教会里面踏实的来侍奉。
And as we are equipped here on Sundays, we can go back out again into our small groups, into our families.
不是单单我们只是来这里做礼拜，来来去去，空手来空手去。No.
We're not just here to have service where we come empty-handed, go empty-handed.
我们礼拜天来到这里被眺望了，被装备了，我们带着意象，带着话语，带着能力，我们就进到我们的家中，用我们的家来传福音。
May we come here on Sundays, may we be, encouraged so that we can go back into our families.
哇，这是我心里的火，我真的求神把这个意象能够成就在我们当中。
This is the fire that's in my heart, and I ask God to help us complete this vision.
人人传道。
So that each one of us are testimonies.
家家教会。
And that every family is a church.
我跟隔壁讲一下，好不好？人人传道。
So say to your neighbors, each one of us
are
witnesses.
家家教会。
And every family is a church.
我们教会有多少个家庭啊？
So how many families are in this church?
比较清楚，最少也有50个家庭吧，或者40，差不多。我们感谢主，我们占了有50个，最少有50个家教会。Amen.
So we have at least 50 families here, and thank God that means in the future we will have 50 family churches.
这个家教会不是单单只是我们少数几个弟兄姊妹在那边团契交通，我们是个教会，我们要 outreach, 能够跟我们的附近的邻居、朋友、同事，把他们带到这个家教会里面，他们没有压力，很自由的、很自然的做参加那个聚会。
And so may our church, our family church, is not just, you know, ourselves, but may we reach out to our neighbors around us and that our friends that we know and they can come freely.
最后我们教会的目标有点类似神学院的意向目标。
And then, finally, our church's goal or target.
要造就你成为一个三一的门徒。
Is to build us up to be a three-in-one, a disciple.
三来自指导我们对神三方面的认识。
Three represents that we understand God from three different points.
我们要认识天父拣选的主权。
We have to understand the authority of the Heavenly Father that chose us.
让我们完全的谦卑，完全的感恩，完全有得救的确据。
May we be fully humble, fully grateful, and to understand that we have been saved.
第二，要认识主耶稣内在永美的内在生活。
And secondly, may we understand our Lord Jesus and His beautiful inner life.
让我们能够在灵里面不住的仰望耶稣，注视耶稣，与他同行，过内在的生活。
And in the spirit, may we always look upon Him, to live with Him, to walk with Him.
第三，我们要认识圣灵恩赐的大能。
And then third, we must understand the Holy Spirit and His, gifted power.
我每个弟兄姊妹都有不同的恩赐，可以医病的恩赐，异能的恩赐，方言的恩赐，知识言语的恩赐，不同的恩赐，圣灵大能的恩赐要彰显在我们当中。
So the gifts of the Holy Spirit are in every one of us, and we all have different kind of gifts.
只有一个目的，乃是要做主的门徒，可以传道、医病、赶鬼。
Is to become the goal is to become the disciple of the Lord, and that we can spread the good news, we can heal, and we can cast out demons.
所以教会对每一个弟兄姊妹的目标。跟目的是要造就你成为三一的门徒。
So the church's goal is to build each one of us up to be this three in one disciple.
不是单单只是做一个平信徒。
So we're not just a normal Christian.
乃是成为主的门徒，愿意背十字架来跟随主。
But to become the Lord's disciple, willingly carrying our cross.
对我们的天父主耶稣圣灵有三方面的认识跟经历。
So that we understand our Heavenly Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit.
沿着这三方面的认识达到一个结果。
And through these three different aspects, how we understand God, we have a result.
我们能够奉主的名传道医病赶鬼。Amen?
And that our goal is to be a witness, to heal, and to cast out the evil.
好，我们后面，我们一同来诵读这个圣法兰西斯的祷告文，作为我们最后的一个结束。
And lastly, let us pray the prayer of Saint Francis together.
好，我们一同来读这个的祷告文，然后等一下我们来听这个的祷告文的诗歌。
And let us read the words of the prayer, and then later on we will listen to the song.
我们的 UC ready 了吗？
We'll listen to the song of this prayer.
我们读完之后，我们来听这首诗歌。好，我们一同来读中文跟英文。
Let us read English Chinese together.
不需要弹，它有 YouTube 可以放出来，谢谢。好，我们可以在读的时候伴奏，谢谢。来，米华帮我们伴奏，我们在读的时候伴奏，但是等一下不用啊。我们读完之后有一个 YouTube 啊，有音乐的哦。我看了，我真的很感动，很感动。我们一同来读这个经文。好
，Let us read.
好 ，in English and Chinese. 好，主啊，让我成为你和平之子。在仇恨处播下爱的种子，在伤害处播下宽恕，在不合处播下团结，在迷惑处播下信仰，在绝望处播下希望，在黑暗处播下光明，在忧伤处播下欢乐。神圣的主啊，让我不是寻求被安慰，而是安慰他人；不是寻求被理解，而是理解他人。好，我们一同安静在神的面前。
Let us be silent before the Lord.